Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. Today in Penny Sized History, we're looking at the Matchless Six. For Canada, there was a great deal of excitement leading up to the 1928 Amsterdam Summer Olympics. In all, 62 men and 7 women would take part in 49 events across 8 sports. Many expected Canada to do well, but due to the era, most thought the success would come from the men rather than the women. Those critics could not be more wrong. The 1928 Olympics would be the first time that women would compete in track and field, and Canada's group of competitors would include 6 track athletes and 1 swimmer. At the time, it was believed that many women lacked the strength and stamina to compete at the Olympic level, but once again, the critics could not have been more wrong. The Matchless Six, as they would come to be called, were made up of Canada's 6 female track competitors. They were Florence Jane Bell, Ethel Catherwood, Myrtle Cook, Fanny Rosenfeld, Ethel Smith, and Jean Thompson. Quickly, they made a name for themselves and became the talk of the Olympic Games. Rosenfeld and Smith would capture silver and bronze for Canada in the 100-meter race, while Rosenfeld, Smith, Bell, and Cook would take home gold and a record time in the women's relay race. In the high jump, Catherwood took the only gold medal won by a Canadian woman in Olympic track and field. All in all, the women took home 4 medals and first place in the unofficial standings in women's track and field. Upon returning home, the women were greeted as national heroes by enthusiastic crowds. And thanks to their stellar efforts, they proved that women could compete at the Olympic level, and that Canada had some of the best athletes in the world. Let's take a look at the Matchless Six, who were in many ways a dream team of athletics. Fanny Rosenfeld. Born in Russia in 1904, she came to Canada with her parents when she was only an infant. Rosenfeld excelled at many sports in her life, including basketball, hockey, tennis, softball, and track and field. Her ability in athletics was evident early on when she took part in the 1925 Ontario Ladies Track and Field Championships. In one day, she won first in the discus, shot put, 220-yard dash, low hurdles, and the long jump, while taking second in the javelin and 100-yard dash. As a hockey player in the 1920s, she was called the Superwoman of ladies' hockey. In 1933, due to arthritis, she retired from competing, but would begin coaching throughout the decade. In 1936, she became a journalist and would cover women's sports for the next 18 years. She would become a strong advocate for women in sports as a coach, sports administrator, and writer for the Globe and Mail. She would be named Canada's Female Athlete of the Half Century, and the Bobby Rosenfeld Award is named in her honor and given to the top female athlete of the year. She would pass away in 1969. Bobby Rosenfeld Park in Toronto is named for her. In 2016, she was also a finalist to have a banknote created honoring her. Ethel Catherwood. Born in North Dakota in 1908, Catherwood was raised and educated in Saskatoon. She excelled at baseball, basketball, and track and field. In 1926, she would break the British high jump record, which would lead to her further success in the event in the 1928 Olympics. At the Games, many journalists focused on her physical attributes, and she was called the Saskatoon Lily. The New York Times called her the prettiest girl athlete of the Games, showing the still prevalent sexism of the time. Today, she still remains the only Canadian female athlete to win an individual gold medal in track and field. Following the 1928 Games, she was offered a movie contract, which she turned down. She would retire from competitions in 1931 and take a business course before getting married and moving to California. In 1955, she was inducted into Canada's Sports Hall of Fame, followed by an induction in Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame in 1966. In 1986, she would be inducted into the Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame. She would pass away in 1987. Ethel Smith. Born in Toronto in 1907 to a poor family, Ethel would lead a life of perseverance that showed in her Olympic success. She would quit school at 14 in order to help support her family, but would train and compete outside of her work and in order to become a world-class athlete. She would win the 220-yard event at the National Championships in 1927 and the 60-yard competition at the Ontario Championships in 1929. She would retire from competition that same year and pass away in 1979. Jane Bell. Born in Toronto in 1910, Bell was a gifted runner, especially in the 100-yard event. In addition to being a world-class runner, she also excelled at swimming, curling, and golfing. Following her running career, she would become a physical education teacher at Margaret Easton School of Physical Culture in Toronto, and she passed away in 1998 in Florida. Myrtle Cook. Born in Toronto in 1902, Cook excelled at hockey, bowling, cycling, and tennis. Following the 1928 Olympics, she would continue to compete before retiring from competition in 1931. She would help establish the Toronto Ladies Athletic Club, the first of its kind in Canada. Widely respected, she would coach the men's baseball team, the Montreal Royals, in base running techniques, and during the Second World War, she was involved in training military recruits. She served on nearly every Canadian Olympic and Commonwealth Games committee from 1932 to 1972, giving her the honor of taking part in 11 Olympic Games in one form or another. She would pass away in 1985. Jean Thompson. Born in Toronto in 1910 as the fifth of seven children, her family would move to Hamilton during her youth. In 1924, her mother sadly died in a car accident, and the following year she began to train in athletics. By 1928, she had won the national title in the 800 meter, setting a world record in the process. In addition to excelling in running, she won national titles in 1929 in shot put, discus throw, and the long jump. In 1930, she graduated from the Margaret Easton School of Physical Education and later worked for a brokerage firm. In 1933, she settled in Quebec with her husband, and she would pass away in 1976. While the matchless six get most of the attention for Canada at the 1928 Olympics, there was a seventh female athlete, and I'd like to at least speak about her. She was Dorothy Pryor. Born in 1901 in England, she would compete in the women's 200-meter breaststroke, taking fourth in Heat 3. She would go back and compete in the 1932 Olympics in Los Angeles, taking third in Heat 1. It is not known when she passed away. Information for this piece comes from Wikipedia, Canadian Women in International Sports, sportsreference.com, and Web Archive. I hope you enjoyed this look at the Matchless 6, and if you did, please give a like and review. You can reach me at crwbaird@gmail.com. You can find hundreds of articles on Canadian history on my website at CanadaX, that's ehx.blogspot.ca. And if you feel like it, it would be absolutely fantastic if you could support the podcast on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/Bairdo, B-A-I-R-D-O. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.